Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. It's a beautiful day. It's a wonderful day. God is so good. Oh, my goodness. God is so good. His mercy is everlasting. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. God is good. God is good. And this is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We will rejoice and be glad in it. For our Father has made everything, has prepared this day with everything that we need for this day, and to give him glory and just let him shine through us. Amen. Hallelujah. It is so good to be in the presence of the Lord with your sisters and your brothers and your sisters. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministry, daughters of God and sons of God, called to pray in this tea time with Yeshua and me. Hallelujah. That's how we originally started out. We were just sitting, having tea, and we're going to just talk about the Lord and encourage each other to do what God has called us to do and go from one thing to the other in that vein. But the Lord has opened it up just a little more, and we have this gold table in the Traveling Cafe where we're just going to do some things. And but we invite you to have a seat this morning at the gold table. The gold table reminds us of God extended grace through his Son to us. And as we sit at the table, we realize, and it is open to us, God's grace that he has given us. And through the years, we can say, amen. Truly, he has been good to us. So we encourage the younger ones to stay faithful to the call. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to talk more about that after Robertson's. So much has happened. So much has happened. Things just unexplainable. The whole turnaround. We have a new leaf, new look. Don't understand it totally, depending on God, and that's a good place to be too. But we're just allowing God to lead us and guide us. So, but what we want to do is pray and stay in the Word, Scripture, hear the Word of God, and become, just get closer and closer to God. Hallelujah. Building our relationship. Hallelujah. Strengthening our relationship with him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Good morning, Mother. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. So we only have 30 minutes this morning, so we're going to go in to the scriptures. Excuse me. And I have one that I probably won't be able to read all of it, but I just want you to hear it. Well, we're going to start with our standing scriptures, and that's Genesis 1. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is so good. He is just so good. Genesis 1 and 1. Read here. Listen. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. Genesis 1:26. I don't see anyone else but God. Hallelujah. He said, and the scripture reads, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion of the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God made man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Now we're going to read 2 Chronicles 7, starting at the 13th verse here. And it reads as follows. If I shut up heaven, talking about God, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, hallelujah, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. It is indeed prayer time. So let us pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Our prayers are important and they make a difference. Hallelujah. They make a difference. Now, I want to read in your hearing two very important scriptures for us this morning and ask the Lord to speak to you regarding these two scriptures. The first one is Acts 9. We're going to start at the first verse, and the next scripture would be Daniel, the fourth chapter, starting at the 34th verse. Amen. Acts, the ninth chapter, starting at the first verse. Listen. Oh, God, open our ears that we may hear. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slanders against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he find any of this way, remember that word way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shone around about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Take note of that. The fifth verse read, and he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he trembled, and he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth And when his eyes were open, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. And he was there 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision. The Lord said, Ananias. And Ananias said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judah for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayed and has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he has done to the saints at Jerusalem. Now it was about 150 miles from Jerusalem to Damascus. Then Ananias answered, 14, and there he has authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. And I will show him how much things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, putting his hands on him, and said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, had appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as if it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. Hallelujah. God is good. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Read in that chapter in its entirety. God has planned. I know sometimes people say, Oh, that person was this, and that person was, they're gonna be. God has plans for every one of us. We are His. All souls belong to Him. Hallelujah. All souls. And He do not need anyone to discourage and distract an individual and make an individual feel as if they're not worthy to call on the name of the Lord, or they're not worthy to do the work of the Lord that has been assigned to them. Hallelujah. Paul thought he was doing the work of the Lord, that he was good at it. God don't need anybody to defend him. God just needs us to live righteous and holy and be willing vessels to do His will. A lot of times we think what we're doing is all right, it's good, but we need to stay in tune to God. Hallelujah. God had a plan. Yes, He did. God had a plan. Hallelujah. And God's plan worked. Oh, yes, it did. Look at all that Saul did for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Our God is something else. He's awesome. But I wanted to connect this in that God has given man authority on the earth. But God rules in the affairs of man. Hallelujah. Whether you believe he's God or not, he said all souls are mine. He's the giver and the receiver of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Listen to Daniel, the fourth chapter, starting at the 34th verse. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lift up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding return unto me, and I bless the Most High. Hey, glory! And I praise and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he does according to his will in the armies of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what dost thou? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. King who was mighty thought that he was in full control. Hallelujah. That he all the glory that he had, honoring himself, God showed him that God is the supreme sovereignty for the earth and all that dwell therein belong to him. He put up one and set down another. He knows, like with Saul, what he had. Yes, Saul was there when Stephen was stoned. But there came there was a set time and an appointed time that God had set for Saul. And Saul would answer the call. Hallelujah. Yes, he would. He would answer the call. Hallelujah. He was a changed man when he had the encounter with his Savior. Hallelujah. When he got understanding. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. When he got understanding, when he met his Savior, we can't turn our nose up. Amen. We can't say somebody is too evil or this and that, the things that they're doing. We put it in God's hands because, as I said before, and Mother always said, all souls belong to God. Moses was a baby. He didn't know. That he would be the one that bring God's people out of Egypt. But it had been prophesied of the deliverer. Hey, God! Hallelujah! And he did it. Hallelujah. Didn't he do it? Hallelujah. God is good. We serve. I mean, when we say awesome, sometimes we really don't have a full understanding of really what that means. God, and sometimes we just say, God is God. That's all we can say. Because it's beyond our comprehension. The things and the power of God and the authority of God. He is the ruler of all. And it's a good place to be in his hand. It's a good thing to look up to God and say, what is it that you have for me to do for you? What have you ordained me to do for you. Age has nothing to do with it. It's God's purpose.
Amen.
God's timing. Hallelujah. God's purpose. God's timing. When He has a plan for us to do a service unto Him, it could be early, mid, or late in our lives, but it's all about Him and His timing and His purpose. Because Brother Saul had no idea that he was going to meet his Savior. Hallelujah. Oh my God, can you imagine? That was life changing. It turned his life around 180 degrees. Turn around for him. And he was just as adamant when he was introduced to the Lord and the truth. He was just as adamant. Yes, he was. As he was when he was doing it, what he thought was right. But when he got hold to the truth and knew he was right, good God from Zion, he was bold. He was bold. And he was encouraged. He went through a lot. And God and Jesus said he was going to suffer. But he never left it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He never left it. Paul said he knew how to have a lot, how to have nothing. He knew. He knew. But the comforting was that God was with him. Amen. He done called all of us to make all great sacrifices like that. But whatever we do for Christ, that is what will last. What we, our purpose, when we fulfill our purpose, when we ask Him, what is it that you have for me to do? What is my purpose? What is my purpose? Am I on target? Am I where I need to be in my purpose for you, Lord? It's a good thing to be to please the Lord. It's a great thing, because that's why we were sent here. And this is not our home.
Amen.
This is not our home. We're strangers traveling through, reflecting heaven on this earth. We're the light of the world. Yes, Lord. But you know, when I look at this, and it's so precious, this scripture. It is, when I look at this and I see how all he saw had, his education and how he was a rabbi and just his knowledge that he had, but he got it from man. Look at Peter. They said that they're not Jesus' disciples. They're not educated. But I beg to differ. You think being taught by the rabbis, yes, they were learned men, but the disciples were taught by the Son of God. Oh, God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Ooh, Jesus. They spent time with their Creator, who taught them, who empowered them. Can you imagine? Sometimes it just blows my mind. We'll call them uneducated, and they sat, and their Creator taught them. Woo! Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
They were taught by God. And we'll say they were uneducated.
My.
And said that those that were taught by men were educated. Oh, Lord, have mercy. When Jesus teaches, you can put a period there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you spend time, I'm not knocking former education, but I'm saying how you put that over being taught by the Holy Ghost, being our revelator. You understand what I'm saying? When we spend that time and he open our minds up, give us our spirit man build up, give us knowledge that had to come from on high.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you spend time with God, he makes it worthwhile. Hallelujah. Anything we want to know, he'll show it. Even if he said, well, you just turn and you go like, oh, Lord, that's what that means. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, you love me. You gave me the answer. It's right there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we spend a little time with him, he'll make it all right. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. And no, we don't have to be boastful and make people feel uncomfortable, but we can encourage people
Amen.
To build their relationship with God, to get stronger in him, to hunger and thirst after him. And don't put the will and of man above that of God.
Amen.
That's all I'm saying. But God, he sent us here. He has empowered us to do with what everything we need to accomplish our task.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
But we have to stay close to him.
Right.
We have to, our relationship, so we can hear from him.
Thank you, God.
Reveal himself to us. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you, Almighty God, for you being our God and we your children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, you are welcome. We thank you for how you give us understanding and clarity. Hallelujah. Thank you how you lead us in prayer and guide us. Thank you for how you breathe on us. Hallelujah. Thank you for flowing in us and through us. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Father, we thank you for removing in and everything that is not of you, every hindrance, Almighty God, Almighty God. We thank you, every obstacle, Almighty God. We thank you for moving it, Almighty God, and clearing the pathway of all debris. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you and we glorify you. We know that it's done. All obstacles are moved, Almighty God. We thank you for showing yourself strong and mighty in our lives in Jesus' name. And we give you glory and we bless your name. We thank you for the manifestation. We thank you for empowering us, Almighty God. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for your joy, your peace, your love.
Yes.
Now, our scripture, Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. All is well. Nothing, hallelujah, is out of order. And our benediction.
Thank you,
hallelujah. Jude 1:24. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Now and forever. We thank the Lord. We glorify God for you. Thank you for this time. Pray that you've been empowered. In Jesus'
praise God.
Name, go in love. Amen.
Amen.